I'd like to talk about synchronicities of Quinian. One functor torus groups. Especially, I will give a necessary and sufficient condition for which a sequence of Quinian groups converges. So, and this result tells us that all convergent sequences which induce self-bumping of deformation space of functor torus groups are obtained by the method of Anderson and Canary. So let's start. So let S be a one functor torus with fixed generators of fundamental groups. So alpha and beta. Then the Teichmeier space of S is identified with the upper half plane. So let's see, and so this is complex plane, and here is 0, 1, and 3, and so this is a quotient torus by the action of this lattice, and so the image of 0, 1 is here. And image of this interval is here, and with one point removed, and so we fix a marking of this Riemann surface by mapping alpha to this, so this is image of 0, 1. And the image of beta is the image of 0, d. Then this marked Riemann surface determines a point of Teichmeier space. So then, the Thurston compactification of Teichmeier space is identified with the H bar, where H bar is H with all hat. And it Thurston's boundary, which is equal to the set of projective measured lamination, is identified with all hat. And the set of simple closed curves on S is identified with Q hat. And especially the free homotopy class of alpha is corresponding to infinity. Now, let all S be the space of representations to PSL to C, module PSL to C conjugation, and let DS be the subset of faithful and discrete. This one is great. So let rho be an element of RS. So and base 4 and discrete. And in this talk, for the consciousness class of law is also denoted by law. And we also mentioned that this set is closed and non-compact. And given a one-element law, then the quotient of hyperbolic free space by its image is known to be homeomorphic to S cross R. So, and this manifold determines two end invariants, nu plus rho and nu minus rho. So this determines nu plus rho and nu minus rho, which is contained in the H bar cross minus delta. Here delta is diagonal of boundary. So there is a very important result by Minsky. The map. So we denote this map mu. So the inverse of minus delta 2 d s is continuous and bijective. But as I mentioned later, but not homeomorphism. So the picture is like this. So this is H bar minus delta. Here is delta. And so in the representational space, the diagonal part is mapped to the function representations, and so like this. So and so later I mentioned something. And we denote the representation which has end invariant x and y. So, and we want to consider the sequence in DS by using this parameterization. So, assume that the sequence, a sequence in H bar times H bar cross converge to some point in H bar times cross H bar, which so we divide into two cases. The first case is that x infinity, y infinity is not contained in delta, then the theorem by Minsky implies that the secants rho x n y n rho converge to this representation by so. And if x infinity, y infinity is contained in delta, then we divide this case into two cases. So x infinity equal y infinity are irrational, and x infinity equal rational. And in this case, it is known by Osaka that the sequence diverge, so eventually escape any compact set by Osaka. And so in this talk we want to consider this case, and some sequences in this case, so some sequences converges and some sequence diverge, and there is a typical and essential example due to Anderson and Chanari. Example. So let C be a rational number and tau C be the bandwidth around C. So C is a simple closed curve, and let P be the integers and x, y are in A. Then the sequence rho tau P times n x and tau P plus 1 times n y converge. And in this case, this pair converge to CC in delta. So this, the pair converge here like this, but the sequence does converge to some point. So this direction is not continuous. And we can state our main theorems. So suppose that x n y n such a sequence of converge to infinity, infinity in delta, where infinity is in Q hat and is corresponding to the free homotopy class of alpha. And so we are now considering these cases, and we may assume that this is infinity by without loss of generalities. And let tau be the densest. Around infinity, around alpha. Then the action of tau on H is tau V is mapped to Z plus 1. And so. First statement is, so if rho x and y n converge, then both x n and y n converge to infinity converges tangentially. So that is, in this case, so the images and bounded. So we want to write some. This is upper half plane, and so this there is some hollow ball touching at infinity, and the sequence x and diverge, and y and diverge like this. And the second statement is that. So on the contrary, so assume that so both x and y and converge to infinity tangentially. Then and further assume that. There is a sequence of integers kn and ln such that so the xn prime is denoted by which denote tau kn xn, which this converges to some point in h bar minus infinity, and also yn prime, which denotes tau ln yn, converges to some point in. So the fundamental domain of the action of tau is translation by 1. So by passing to a subsequence if necessary, so we can choose such integers so that So xn prime converges to some point, and yn converges to some point. No. Then, I want to write there. So the statement continues to here. Then, so the sequence rho x n converges if and only if there exist integers p and q such that so p plus 1 kn minus p plus q is equal to for all large n. So this is our main result. And so the proof of this part is obtained by some standard argument of Kronian groups and some kind of parallel argument of in the proof of this part. So I will sketch a proof of this part. And the proof of this part is almost parallel to the argument in the paper written by Kharkov and Thurston. So. So first, suppose that the sequence converges and let eta n denote tau k n rho n. So the mapping class group acts on the space of representations, and the definition of this action is rho tau k n x n and tau k n y n. And so this is rho x n prime and tau m n y n prime. Here we denote m n is k n minus l n. And then this is by the definition of the action of and this converges to rho x infinity prime infinity. So we can show that mn diverges. So the theorem of Minsky implies that this convergence. So we let denote it by eta infinity. And the quotient of this image is big, the image of this representation is big group, and so the quotient of this group is like this. So and the alpha is accidental parabolic, and so eta n alpha converges to eta infinity alpha. So the physics denoted by delta is parabolic, and we can see that eta n alpha mn converges to some delta alpha part, which is parabolic and commute with delta. And then in this proof, the following lemma is essential. So the key lemma. So the cyclic group generated by eta n alpha converge to the rank 2 parabolic group geometrically. So this is and so in this proof I make use of the drilling theorem by Brock and Blomberg. So then,